You know, you got to harken back just to keep yourself going. Fog this morning. Awesome. Partly sunny later on. And then rain possibly this evening with a high of 72. 56 now. You crying over there, Susie? You're wiping your eyes.
I'm crying.
Why?
You nailed
crying?
It.
You brought her to
crying
tears.
Inside just a
you
little bit.
It's
a
tiny bit.
All right, play along in the First Insurance Group text line or call in 419-240-1055 to play along. All right, here you go. Oh, no, that's not it. What?
For all your romantic advice, call Denny.
Don't let him no peek behind the curtain. That's just for you guys.
That's awesome.
Stop it. Okay, that's not what I wanted. All right, so now we're talking about breakups. Science says you don't beat around the bush. You just say, we need to talk, and then you lower the boom. That's what you do. So if you got a good story about breaking up or firing somebody or anything like that, if you have a really good story, it could get you Janet Jackson tickets, man.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, so play along. And if they're not good, we're not giving them to you. There you go. That's how it works. Plus, we have Peppa Pig.
Yeah, right.
Peppa Pig.
And what was the other one?
Haunted Hydro Family 4-Pack.
Oh, it's an entertainment parfait.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's an entertainment parfait because that's what we are here. All right. So you can text it in or you can call in your story.
That's cool.
I don't think I've ever told this story about the breakup. The worst breakup ever was my starter marriage. Susan, I think we need music for this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Let's see. Behind, do we want to go with this
music?
One?
No!
Oh, do the fern music.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay. Here we go. Let's harken back, shall we?
Okay.
Let's harken back to the December. It was winter, almost winter. December of 1995. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Good times.
Yeah. Anyway, the struggle was real, and... talk about the great sadness. Oh, it was horrible. And it was like, okay, we did all the counseling. We did everything. We went on a marriage encounter weekend, and nothing seemed to change and or work. Things were admitted between both people. They weren't necessarily true to their vows. And so it was a Sunday after church, sitting on the couch when I used to live behind TGI Fridays.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
that?
Next to Sparky.
Couple parties
yeah,
there.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and so I'm sitting there and I'm reading the paper and she's reading the sports section. And I put the paper down and I look at her and I said, I think we should get a divorce. She puts the paper down and goes, okay. And I put the paper back up and she put the paper back up and that was it.
Wow.
That was it. I grabbed some stuff and I got out of there.
Same
that day?
That day?
Yes.
Yeah.
You that day.
Wow.
I went and stayed with a friend and all
no
of that.
No tears, no...
No, it was just
no
like...
No drama, just...
Actually, I think
we both kind of knew it.
Yeah, I think we were both relieved.
Oh, okay.
There was no... But there was no, I think we need to talk. There was no,
you
it's
talk.
Me, it's you, none of that, you know, it's
there
not you,
there was no
you,
great joyful
me.
Hug either, like, okay, let's do it.
Well, you know how that goes, yeah. You know, when you're going through something like that. That yeah. was after. After it was final, and then, you know, you do that stuff. But then you go, no, this is the way it's supposed to be. So there you go. There's my breakup story. I've never told that story on the air.
Well, there you go.
So you moved out in December.
Yep.
And then how many times did you go back to chat about things?
Well, right after I dropped the news,
yeah.
she took off back to Minnesota.
Oh.
Within days.
Okay, so you moved out, but then she took off, left town.
Yeah, she got all her stuff, and then she's like, well, screw this, and she went back home to mom and dad and spent Christmas with them.
So there was no returning to the well, so to speak.
Well,
no
there was after
the
see?
Of the keg.
It's where you go.
After
it was final, there was.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, you know, I was quite the catch back in the
Understood.
Day. Now not so much. I got giant head wounds.
I think actually you told me that you told that story because it was like, okay, this is stupid. Get out of here. I think you said something like that.
Did
when I? She came back in town, unless you were wrong.
Anyway, moving on, Paul. Not focusing on that. Focusing on this. Anyway, I mean, when you just know, you know. And it is. And so she left. Humiliating day, though, was when she was moving back. I just said, look, take whatever you want. So she took, like, all the furniture.
Wow.
So yeah, she yeah. had a...
I remember that.
She had a big old U-Haul. Mm-hmm. And none of her friends would come over and help. So I had to load... all my furniture we had just bought into her U-Haul so she could take it back to Minnesota.
Oh.
And all my neighbors knew what was going on. Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible.
Well, at least you had stuff to talk about on the radio.
Mm.
I didn't talk about that.
Really?
No. Well, I talked about being a big loser, and but I didn't talk about that for probably a good month before I couldn't take it anymore. I'm like, all right, I got to be honest with you guys, my listeners. I said, my marriage is broken up, and I'm going through a divorce. And oh, my gosh, the phone's just exploding crazy, and everybody's like, dude, me too, or this is what happened. Oh, my gosh, it was a huge, real moment, and I was holding everything in. And it was hard to be on the show.
People could relate to it, though.
Yeah, they could. Now I can do it really well. I hold in a lot. So I don't.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Great sadness.
It's a good thing. Yeah, well, I caught yours.
Sure.
I did. That's what daddy's medicine is for.
Yes, exactly right. That's why daddy needs his medicine. It's called teenagers. All right. Oh, it's our man, Richie Rich. Is he playing along?
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's Richie Rich. Hello, Rich. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, my brother and my sister? And Paul.
What's up, Richie Rich?
Hey.
Yes.
I'm 47, and I can talk about this now. But I had a breakup when I was like 18. She told me she was going to have an abortion.
Oh, my gosh.
And we had been going out for 3 years. And she was having an abortion because she didn't know who it was.
Who the father was?
Yeah, she didn't know who the father was.
So she broke up with you because she didn't know if you were the father or not?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Because she was cheating on you, so there's
Rich. I've only told this story to, like, two people.
Well, now you just told it to pretty much everybody.
That's
Rich.
Why no one's
12.
Listening.
Now you've told it to everybody.
There's like 12 people listening right now, so 12 people now know, Rich. So, that's a horrible story.
I can let it out now. That was over 20 years ago. I can let it out.
Well, thanks for coming in hot with that story.
Yeah, that blows, dude. Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that.
That was a breakup right there.
Yeah, that's
pretty much it. Yep.
All right, Rich. Yep. Well, thanks for sharing that. I hope you feel better getting it off your chest.
Hey, I'll take the Smokies, Danny.
If I had Smokies, I'd give them to you, dude, but I don't have
the
Smokies.
You're in the Peppa Pig running.
Yeah, we'll give you Peppa Pig tickets. Yeah. All right, Rich, have a great day.
All right, y'all too.
See you, bye. All right, we can't do that contest.
That's awesome. We're fine.
We can't. No!
You're fine.
No,
keep going.
No, that's so sad. We don't want to sit here and take these.
How about non-sad breakup stories? Are there such things?
I don't know.
They involve the A word. That's not good.
It's like,
the one that rhymes with schmabortion?
Yeah, that one. Anyway, we cannot. Stop it. Can't make jokes
about
that.
Look at him. He's having a good show over there.
Trisha, stop laughing at that. That is not funny. That is not fun. And you're Catholic, for crying out loud.
It's the great sadness.
Hey, it is.
They ain't having one.
Because the tribe lost. You don't know how to behave.
Yes, I don't.
You want a naked taco and no one's delivering.
Hello.
Taco Bell. I'll take a run.
Naked taco.
Do they have naked tacos over here at this Taco Bell?
Yes, they have naked tacos, Denny.
My card.
It's Burning Airport. They have naked tacos.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. All right, we got to come up with a plan B on the Janet Jackson tickets. We
can't
do that.
Speaking of plan B.
We just can't.
Oh, Paul.
You can't make jokes about that.
You set it up.
I know, but that doesn't mean you got to take a swing at it. Just let it go. Let it go by sometimes. I do it all the time, nearly every single break.
Dude, that's funny, though.
No, see? You're Catholic, too. Stop it.
Stop it.
Plan B is a very real alternative.
Oh, and here comes more people. Oh, there's more people calling. Oh, hell.
You pick them up.
All right, I'll take
it
live. Hello, okay. Q. You're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Ron.
Hi, Ron. What do you got, dude?
And when I was in, this is so long ago, I'm 52 now, but I don't think I've ever told this story, I swear. When I was in eighth grade, okay, there was this beautiful, beautiful redhead. She was in ninth grade. And we went to her house. We were dating, kind of dating. We kissed a couple times. And we went to her house, and she broke up with me there because I didn't put any moves on her.
What?
Really? Wait a minute. She broke up with you because you didn't, put any moves on her. I mean, you were making out, but you weren't putting any moves on her.
Exactly. And you know what you do in eighth and ninth grade, and I wasn't at that level yet, you know?
Wow. Whatever happened to her? She get knocked up?
I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt it. But she was the most beautiful redhead I've ever seen in my life, and she broke my heart. She really did, because she said, you don't try nothing on me. I said, well, you got to give it time. She said, I don't have time.
Wow.
Wow. Was she like 6 weeks to live or something? Or
have you Facebooked her since then to see what she looks like now?
Well, she
have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
I've done that, and it's like, he's an old girl. Like old girlfriend a long time ago. And I'm oh, what the heck was I thinking?
Dodge that bullet.
Oh, my gosh. Don't do that. It's bad.
It's scary.
It is bad.
Yeah, she had older brothers, too, and I was kind of scared because her brothers were huge. So that was one of the reasons I didn't. But I just wasn't at that level yet.
Right, but you thought that if you made a move on her wait a minute.
Yeah,
you were afraid your brothers are going to beat you up because you didn't put a move on their sister? Oh, no, well, you're afraid they would.
Because,
yeah,
oh, got
Ryan.
It, got it, got
exactly.
it. All right, Ryan.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yep.
See you, bye. No, I'm doing it. No, we can't do this contest because it'll be too sad.
What if we just call it the Great Confession?
Maybe with the other, with the other.
The other story
topic.
I had?
Yeah.
Best lies?
Mm-hmm.
Best lie you've held on to for all these years?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There's a Reddit thread asking people who has the longest lie running. And it doesn't have to be anything heart-piercing. It
can
just
be like your age. Your age or something.
I don't know. I think this contest is going
age
okay.
is lame. No, it's not.
Line
no.
one's ringing. People are playing.
It's because people want to hurt me.
I don't think they want
yes,
to
they
hurt
do,
you.
Paul. Just like you
do. Do you really want to hurt me?
Yes.
Do you really want to make me
yes,
cry?
Yes, boy, George.
Hmm.
All right, Denny Schaefer for Stem Cell International, the world leader in regenerative medicine, and they're having an Oktoberfest special. I'll tell you about that in just a second. But as you know by now, I can now run. And you know what? When you are living pain-free, you get your life back, and it's just absolutely amazing. So I don't know what you're suffering from. There's a lot of people listening to my voice right now that are suffering in pain. You think that's the only way. Don't pop those pills. You'll become an addict. That's not good. And I'll see you Thursdays over at Racing for Recovery. If you got a sports injury, a car accident, or trip and fall, or who knows what, you got something genetic. I don't know. You don't have to go under the knife. You don't. It's a non-operative procedure involving your own body healing itself. And now it's more affordable than ever. Here you go. For the month of October, Oktoberfest, Stem Cell International, Monroe Street. If you pay for one treatment on one of your painful joints, all other joints after that are 40% off. That's right, 40% off. Buy one, all other treatments, 40% off. Why not give the gift of pain-free living to somebody you care about today? A free consultation awaits you with Dr. Nick Dumas, CEO of Stem Cell International on Monroe Street. Call him at 419-214-1860. 214-1860. And when you call him, be sure to tell him Denny Schaefer sent you.
Q105 traffic brought to you by Super Fitness. The 11th annual weight loss challenge begins Tuesday, October 17th. Register today at superfitnesstoledo.com.
Let's look at you right now. Traffic is also brought to you by...